So you need to set a boundary, the 1 to 5 boundary scale. So the core idea behind this strategy is that most of us don't know how to set boundaries. I actually cannot think of somebody off the top of my head who does this effortlessly and consistently well from birth. I cannot think of anybody. So you're in the masses if you're somebody who struggles with this. And this strategy is about walking you through how to set a boundary in your business or your career so that you are not so overwhelmed, so that you can start to get out of that over-pleasing, people-pleasing bullshit that we tend to do, especially as women, so that you can start to feel your power and actually make space for the things in your business or your career that are really important to you. And of course, the juice of this is that you will be able to generalize this to your personal life. So this is one of my favorite strategies to teach, and I'm keen to get into it. Let's jump into it. So I remember the first time I learned to set a boundary. I was about 20 years old, and my therapist said, "This is one of 1,000 boundary conversations you will have before you die." And she was not wrong. I have set so many boundaries since then, and I have to say, I like setting boundaries. I mean, I don't love the conversation. It's never a fun conversation, but there is something so satisfying and powerful about really having an honest conversation where you can say, "That's not good for me. I'm not okay with this." It feels so much better than feeling like a doormat and exhausting yourself with the over-pleasing. And the function of boundaries is so wonderful. They're about looking after yourself and, surprise, looking after your relationships. Because when we don't set boundaries, we have a real risk of going into resentment mode. And that's not a good thing. So I love boundaries, in case you can't tell. And I appreciate that while they are so powerful and important, the hardest thing can be around knowing what to say. So in this strategy, I want to teach you my 1 to 5 boundary scale exercise. It's going to help you get clear on what you want to say and what you need to do if your boundary is not listened to. And hot tip, it's not scream at the person or write them a shouty angry email or spiral into people pleasing or scream into your pillow. These are not your only solutions, trust me. So let's get into the steps. The first thing is, make sure you're clear on what's not okay with you. So the core point of the boundary. And you need to be able to fill in this sentence. It's not okay that ... keeps happening. So it's not okay that these invoices keep getting paid late. It's not okay that I'm getting paid $20,000 less than my male peers in the same role. It's not okay that I'm in a place in my career where I'm feeling overworked and exhausted and I'm so off my mission and so off my vision. It's not okay that the contractor that I'm hiring is consistently delivering poor work. Whatever that is, you want to fill in that sentence. And if you're not sure of how to, go and listen to the Gift of Anger strategy because that will help you find your voice around this. Now we want to come up with your 1 to 5 scale. So what does that mean? Well, it's a scale, as the name suggests. And when we first set the boundary, we want to do it at a 1 out of 10 of anger and frustration expression. So if 10 is like screaming at the person and losing your mind, we never want to get there, right? 1 is a combination of being friendly, warm, but firm and clear. At a 2, if we're not being listened to, then we reduce the sort of warmth and friendliness and increase the firmness and the clearness or the clarity if we need to. At a 3, again, less warm, less friendly, more focused on just the behavior that you're not okay with that needs to change. So I say that by the time you get to a 3, you need to be very clear on how you'll need to look after yourself or your business or your career if the person isn't able to meet the need that you expressed at level 1. So if they don't do it once you've expressed the boundary at a level 3, then we really need to enact a consequence, right? At a 4, you're now just firm and clear, noting your frustration and anger, and you've already acted on your consequence. And you'll be explaining to the person what you'll need to do if they don't listen to the boundary. It could be more of a firm consequence again. And it's again the same at a 5. right? But the consequence could be more clear and serious again. So for example, say you have a contractor who's or a team member who's just delivering work that's subpar, that's just substandard and it's not okay with you. At a one, you might say, hey, look, I just need to let you know that the work that came through yesterday really is falling a little short in terms of X, Y, and Z. We'd be specific. Can I just ask that these things are fixed before you send through the final copy for approval or for feedback, right? So there it is, warm, friendly, firm, clear, and letting them know specifically the behavior that's not okay and how you need it to be different. At a level two, you would say something similar to that, less warm, less friendly. At a level three, I would say something like, hey, look, I'm noticing this is still a problem. And I just need to ask that if this doesn't happen, then we're going to have to look at whether, you know, this is the best project for us to be working on together, right? Or I'm going to need to ask that we bring your manager in, you know, and have a conversation about what's going on and where things are sort of falling over. So you start to introduce that consequence, right? Again, at a number four, if they're still not listening, you would have enacted that consequence from number three, but perhaps the consequence would be more serious now. Look, we've had this problem. It's ongoing. I've tried X, Y, and Z to fix it. It doesn't seem like it's being fixed. I think we need to look at actually this being the last project that we work on together, right? So you're just always thinking about what you need to do to look after yourself or your career or your business. And you never want to lose your cool. You never want to go to a 6, 7, 8, 9, or a 10. You can express that anger if it's bubbling away inside you, but do it with a friend or into your pillow or into your journal or with your therapist or coach, right? Don't do it with the person. It's just damaging to the relationship and you don't need to do it that way. You don't need to do that in order for your needs to be met. Now, there's no right way to do this exercise. Rather, it's about getting clear on what's right for you. So do feel free to reach out for support if you want some help nutting it out together.